Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, the idea of automated trading really appeals to me. Which trading robot should I use? And I know this is a question that you and I both get quite a bit, especially with the newbie traders or maybe traders who haven't found success yet and kind of are looking for the shortcut. So what would you say to that?
I really don't want to completely shoot down this idea because I know there are people out there that do this successfully. But, you know, when people say, which trading robot should I buy? To me, the answer is really, it's the one that you will just load up and let it go and you won't mess with it. You know what I mean? And I know that sounds like a flippant answer or whatever, but it's true because the problem with automated trading is that people, especially if you don't know the logic behind the system and you know, maybe you didn't create it, you just bought it or something. So it's like a black box, right? So the problem with these is that we as humans tend to tinker with things. And so we'll go in and we'll make it so that we go, well, the market's changed, or hey, you know, there's so much uncertainty in Europe, so I'll turn it off now, or whatever. So, you know, these things pop up, and these reasons for us to get in there and fiddle with things are really why often doesn't work for us. The other reason why it doesn't work for you is because it's a crap system. You know, yeah. it's because it's crap, and they've sold it, you know, with a 60-day guarantee or whatever. Here's what I would say, real simply. Two systems that you should use. One is the one that you're not going to tinker with, that you're just going to put on your account and let it go. And you're not going to go in there and turn it on and off. You're not going to adjust it or anything like that. You're just going to let it go. And for most of you, that's going to mean that it's a system that you know what it is. So you had it programmed, or your friend made it, or something like that. So you know what it's all about, okay? That's probably true. And then the other part of this is, maybe you don't know what it's about. Okay, so it's a system you've heard that's really good. So let's say that you know somebody that's traded it. I have twice in my life spoken to traders who have bought these systems. Now, again, I don't go out looking for this, but twice in my life, I have run into traders who have bought these black box systems and made a lot of money from it. Okay, so I'm not saying that they're all crap and that they're all BS and that they all don't work. I do believe, however, that if they do work, they also go through massive drawdowns because they're usually set quite aggressively. So what that means is you could hook into it at the right time and make money, and then later on you kind of lose it all. So I would seek someone out who's used the exact same system that you're going to buy or you're going to use or whatever, and ask him what his experience has been with it. Ask him how long he's been trading it. Ask him what he set the risk parameters to. All of that stuff so that you get a good sense of what his experience has been. Now, it doesn't mean that that'll be yours because, of course, you're trading it at a different point in time in the market, right? Like the market may have been trending when he had it and it's not trending when you started or whatever. So that's not true. But, you know, you don't really know what's going to happen there. The past performance is never indicative of future performance. But I would just say those two things. Either one that you really know and that you've had created yourself or someone created it for you, or someone's traded it and they can tell you about it and explain it to you. But again, you know, 90% of that stuff out there is crap. And what you're going to find is it's often something that looks really, really good for a short period of time and maybe even makes a lot of money for you for a short period of time. And then later on, it just completely collapses. That's almost always the case with these. So,
yeah, that's true.
I mean,
true.
It is true. It is. I mean, you know, right? I mean, the other thing is, like, you might find that there's some that look really tempting because they say there's no losses or whatever. And that's probably true. Like, you can buy these no-loss trading robots. The problem is the system doesn't take a loss. It's just your account gets margin called. So it just gets completely blown up because it never took a loss. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's still no loss, right?
Yeah.
It never took a losing trade. It just kept trading and trading and trading like Martingale style until you just blow up your account. So yeah. So I mean, I would say really, unless you know somebody who's trading a system that you're comfortable with, or you create it yourself, and you're willing to let it ride, just let it go, then you probably would want to stay away from these. But that's just my bias. Yeah. What do you think? Have you used them?
Yeah. In the beginning, I did a little case study on one of the robots, more famous robots out there, and I did make money. I think on balance, I was positive. But then What I didn't like was that they started sending out these alerts like, oh, change your settings to this or change your settings to this. And I was like, okay, that can't be good. And then once I started changing it, then it started to break even and then it wouldn't make any money anymore. So I kind of gave it up. I kind of come from the mindset that if you didn't make it yourself, you know, if you don't know how it works, how do you know when it's going to stop working?
Yeah.
So I totally agree with your thing about, you know, you need to be able to design it or at least know how it works before you trade it.
Yeah. I mean, that's so true. I mean, that's kind of the, like, if you pick your lotto numbers, you feel like you have a better chance of winning the lotto. I mean, it's the same principle, isn't it? It's the same sort of thing. Like, if you know what your trading system, what the theory is behind that, and it sort of jives with what you believe about the markets, you're just much more likely to stick with it. So I agree, Hugh. That's it's a fair point. I mean, if you don't know what's going on there, and they're, like you say, the markets change, you got to change these settings, and that can be really disconcerting. It can make you think, okay, whoa, I need to get out of it. You know, like, I can totally understand that. Yeah. And so we have this need for control. And as a discretionary trader, it's easy for me to have that because I make the decisions. I say, I'm going to take a trade here. I'm going to move my stop loss to break even here. I'm going to get out of this losing trade here before it hits my stop loss. So I feel like I'm in control because I'm making the decisions. And you kind of give that up when you let a robot take over. So it's a little bit tricky. Yeah. But that's a great,
yeah, totally.
Great question. Great question. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Thanks, Walter.
Okay. See you.